Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you guys want to go ahead and introduce yourself, like Anina, you can go first and just tell us where you live and what you do, and we can go from there.
Thank you, of course. So I'm Anina. Anina Troya. I live in Spain, currently visiting Denmark. And I work as a data science consultant in the alternative food space. So right now I'm working and also invested with Foodorama and looking at the commercialization opportunities of their plant-based and cultivated meat innovation in the future as well, the commercialization here in Europe.
Awesome. And Zulfikar, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself.
Thank you, Dan. Hi, everyone. I'm Zulfikar, or Zul for short. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Foodorama. We are an alternative protein company based in Indonesia. Our main focus is to develop plant-based meat alternative and cultivated meat. Thank you.
Awesome. So I'm just curious, right? How did you get the idea for this business?
Yeah. So first of all, I'm quite a quote-unquote serial entrepreneur. So I've been doing, all this business and stuff on an entrepreneurial thing since probably like 13 years ago, since 2011. So I've been venturing into, many industries, many sectors. But by the 2017, I'm with several friends. We are just venturing into this startup scene. And at that time, our first, move into the startup world was to create and develop a hospitality company, a hospitality startup called Bobo Box. At the time, focusing on capsule hotels. It's kind of new in Indonesia at the time. So yeah, but after that, I'm just all invested in startup scene ever since. And before creating a Foodorama, me and my partner, we are start this food service company. So we built several brands with our main focus in healthy lifestyle. And after going to, almost 3 years in the business, we thought that, we need to kind of stepping up our, game a little bit. So I have this idea since like probably like 5 years ago when I'm stumbled upon an article about Impossible Burger or Impossible Meat, the US company. And at its the last paragraph of that article, they're talking about lab grown meat. And I'm just amazed by the technology, and I'm just thinking how can a human possibly create a meat from a cell, So yeah, after several years, just an idea, I spoke with several scientists here in Indonesia and also overseas. And actually, I met Anina during a cultivated meat and alternate protein conference in Singapore. So going deeper to that, and I'm just told my partner, the one that I'm doing the food service with, man, let's go stepping up our game, starting from food service, and now we are going to food manufacturing and also to technology. So yeah, I hope that sum up all your answers. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. So I guess I'm curious, Rick, as of today, where are your customers located? Are they mostly in Europe or the US, or where are you selling your products?
Yeah, so we are still a baby. I mean, in a sense, we are barely 1 year old startup. So our first year, we are mainly focusing on developing the plant-based products. So right now we have like 6 SKUs. So and also simultaneously, we kind of building the team for cultivated meat consists of scientists and also the non-technical teams. So our go to market right now is mainly focusing on B2B market. So we talk with hotel, restaurant, and cafes owners, and also hotels and cafes groups. And we hope by mid of this year, we also venturing into B2C, selling our product to the modern trade. So yeah, that's our journey so far.
Right, but I guess like where, I mean, are they in Europe and in
Oh, I'm
Indonesia?
sorry.
Like where are your customers now?
We are mainly marketing our products here in Indonesia, but we do have some discussion going on with several maybe future partners both in Europe and Asia Pacific as well. And hopefully soon we get contact with some from the US. Yeah.
For sure. So obviously, I mean, this is a very competitive space, being in the food space, plant-based food. So how do you differentiate yourselves from your competition?
Yeah. So as maybe you already know that Indonesia is a predominantly Muslim market, right? So actually we are the biggest Muslim market in the world. So for us in Foodorama, we look at that as a competitive advantage. So we do have quite strong body of Muslim scholar towards the how to regulate food that should comply to the Sharia or halal regulations. So we kind of leaning into that. So after that, we are going overseas, but our main focus should be the Muslim predominantly the Muslim majority market, such as Pakistan, Middle East, and also several Northern African country. That would be some angle that we are looking up to. And the second, as an emerging economy, I think Indonesia, we have one of ease of doing business is quite there in here in Indonesia. So yeah, that would be two of our advantages.
For
Yeah.
sure. So in terms of your business, right? So what would you say are like that you're really focused on in 2024? Is it more of how to go direct to consumer or being in like in more markets? Like what is it really like your main goal for this year?
Yeah. We would like to divide it into two because we have two line of products. For our plant-based products, obviously we want to try to reaching more B2B customers, talking with more hotel, restaurant, cafes, and then cafes owners. And also we would like to initiate our B2C market. So right now we are already finishing up our B2C products. So it's a ready to eat plant-based meat, and hope we can hit modern trade shelf by the end of this year. And for our cultivated meat space, we hope we can close our. There are two ways of doing this. Either we can get fund from grants, or we can close our first institutional money from private investors. So yeah, to build our labs, that would be probably the very first cultivated meat lab in Indonesia, working with a public university. Yeah.
For sure. So, like, what would you say is like the biggest challenge that you're facing when it comes to reaching these goals and then really scaling up your business?
So as right now maybe Indonesia is not top of mind in terms of we're talking about forefront of technology advancement, and biotechnology is one of the technological advancement that happen in the world right now. And Indonesia, I think right now we are still not in the look as a forefront technology as a country, right? So one of our main challenge is how to convince investors to invest the time to invest their money in the space, because as an emerging economic country right now, most of the private investors money goes to the one that can have a products that already have bigger TAM, total available market in terms of size, and also the one that could actually hitting the profitability as soon as they can. So yeah, biotechnology is quite tough here in Indonesia. That is one. And second, it is quite hard to find public facilities that could accommodate our needs in terms of developing the cultivated meat products. So for us, we need to secure any kind of financing financing method that we can get to build the lab by ourselves. So we can start the progress to develop. Yeah.
For sure. So I guess for you, right? Like obviously, like you're talking about technology. So what is the role of, high level technology like AI, for example, when it comes to your business?
I think Anina would be the one
Yeah,
that
Nina, go
very
ahead.
suitable
Yeah.
for answering
Yeah,
that. Yeah.
sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting question, especially right now, that it can transform the process of innovation. So AI can train and it improves the performance in different fields. So what we saw in natural language processing is that at a certain point, it becomes much better or much faster than a person because it's received so much data from the internet. And in the process of innovation for cultivated meat, I see two different parts where, and not only for cultivated meat, but it can also be applied to the development of plant-based foods that are looking to be exact analogs, is that as more data is being produced in terms of how the serum and the different production parameters affects the multiplication of the stem cells. How can this be in different ways optimized as a mathematical equation so that this can be, let's say, this level of similarity to the animal derived meat? It's very difficult because you have to take into consideration what you have in the lab. And then when you're scaling that to mass production, how can you be able to replicate everything so that it's exactly the same? And I'm not a scientist in biology, but from manufacturing processes of food, people that have experience with the scale-up process, it's also something that it can be completely different. So one part where AI can play an important role is in scaling up, because it can help find the optimal parameters to keep the costs as low as possible. So how do we minimize the costs of the yield of the serum, of the production serum? How do we minimize the cost of the heating? And what is the optimal size of a bioreactor? And all of these questions could be simulated so that once these bioreactors are created, the costs are minimal. And also, let's say that for the variety of animal products that we have, that what do we want to have? We want to have that much variety in cultivated meat products. And by registering data from all of these scientific processes, then that can be kind of a cumulative knowledge base.
For sure. I mean, I guess in terms of AI, what about like other use cases? So once you're, maybe not now, right? But like obviously part of your goal is to go direct to consumer. So what about AI as like conversational AI to help you sell more products?
Conversational AI to help you sell more products. That in terms of also in because how knowledgeable are people about cultivated meat? And then that's, I guess, also a question for you, or in general, because that could be a way if AI were able to explain to people these kinds of benefits that we can get. That's also an interesting way of
Right.
implementing, or yeah.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's kind of what I was thinking as well, because the products that you have are so new and so many people just aren't super familiar with the products. The AI, to your point, can help explain it because you're sort of a category creator. So people are like, what is this? They have all these like, objections. So AI can help sort of explain it and help you sell more of these products.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I guess Zulfikar, like for you, right? So what would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
Okay. Oh, God. That's a very, very great questions. I wish I'm a biologist. I wish I'm a biologist. I'm a trained biologist. But because the difference between starting a biotechnology company and information technology company, like we live in an era where we can easily talk to someone that have the background from IT rather than talking with someone that coming from the biology or biotechnology sectors. So yeah, there are a lot of things that I need to learn. There are a lot of things that I haven't, heard of for my entire life before starting this company. So yeah, I hope I'm a biologist before starting food drama. So yeah, hope that answer your questions.
Yeah. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for your business?
Yes, I would say we need to set the priorities right from the very start, because like in our case, we chose two categories that has, very different level of technology readiness level. For instance, for plant-based products, there are already widely available, in the whole world right now. And for cultivated meat, there are only three companies right now that are being able to sell their products. Even they are still on its small batches in three restaurants, I guess, in three countries. So yeah, it is quite tough to balancing that out. We need to think as a commercially ready product, and we need to think as a product that's still in a development phase, and in fact in its earliest TRL level. So yeah, that is quite hard for new companies, but we already started, and we need to keep going ahead, keep moving forward.
For sure. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media handle? I guess best ways to get in contact with you.
If you guys would like to know more about Foodorama, you can click to our website, our official website, www.foodorama.co, and my personal email is Zul, Zul, at foodorama.co.
Awesome. Well, Zul, Anina, thank you both so much for your time today.
Thank
Thank you
you.
for
Thank you,
having
Dan.
us.
Thank you
Of
for
course,
having us.
thanks. All right, bye.
Bye.
Have a good evening.